South LA resident Lekea Johnson says she stopped going to check cashing shops for one reason.
Because they're taking my money. And I need like the extra dollar to.
She says she's happier depositing her checks at her local bank, but nearly 200,000 other households in LA still don't have bank accounts. Instead, they rely on expensive alternatives, which include lenders that charge to cash paychecks and offer interest-heavy payday loans. A 2008 Brookings Institution study reports that these businesses outnumber banks and credit unions 5-1 in South LA. Mayor Villaraigosa introduced the Bank on LA initiative today at a community finance center in South LA. He says the program, found in about 50 other cities, will help so-called unbanked people open accounts.
Families will no longer need to find their nearest check cashing shop and pay eye-popping fees just to turn in their paychecks into cash.
Granted, it's a tough time to start asking people to start trusting banks.
We're also going to be very aggressive at outreaching to people.
But will banks, now reluctant to take risks, want to reach out to low-income communities? USC professor Manuel Pastor says a similar program in San Francisco has proven that low-income customers keep healthy accounts. He also says there's little risk for banks when customers open accounts.
What we're talking about is opening up banking accounts. It's on the deposit side, right? And opening up savings accounts, it's not about making loans.
A Pew Research Center study shows that households could save up to $150 million a year if they stop relying on check cashing stores. Jean-Luc Renaud, Annenberg Radio News.